Hello.
Hello, my name is Jamerica, returning your call back from customer support. How can I further assist you?
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, I'm Judith R. Robinson. I'm calling you today because I don't know, I have a charge on my credit card that I don't recognize. I don't know what this is. It's from October 17th, 10/17/2020. The amount is $74.95. It says Choice Lifestyle Goods, SC. I don't know. I don't remember buying anything from you or what this is. So that's why I'm calling.
Yes, ma'am. And what? Can you give me that zip code?
Can I what, honey? I'm sorry.
What's your zip code?
This isn't a real good connection. Sorry, can you just repeat that? I just can't understand you.
What's your zip code?
My zip code, 15213.
And your first and last name?
Judith R. Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N.
And can you verify that shipping address?
Sure. It's 4712 Bayard, B-A-Y-A-R-D, Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And give me 1 second while I get
sure.
This account pulled up.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for holding, and I do see that you order a wireless mini pods with a 1 year warranty back on October 2nd, 2020 during a 14-day trial period.
Mhm.
Yes, ma'am. So they're wireless mini pods. Do you remember purchasing it, authorizing it?
Yeah, but that was a bargain. It was $6.95, which is also on my bill. But what's this $74.95 for?
Yes, ma'am. You paid that $6.95 for shipping, and we gave you 14 days to try out the product. If you liked the product, you know, you keep it. If you didn't like it, you had to call back in with those 14 days
well,
to counsel.
Nobody told me. Oh, no, wait. That's not fair. I didn't see anything about that. That's not honest. I mean, I didn't see anything about that. I'm not going to pay that. That's not right.
Yes, ma'am. Did you not read the terms and conditions?
I must not have, and I don't think that's fair. I'm going to dispute this because I didn't listen, honey. I'm an old lady, and I didn't realize anything about that, or I wouldn't have done that. I mean, that's not right. I can't pay this, honey. This is not fair. That's not honest to do like that.
Yes, ma'am. But you know, these charges are valid, and it was in the terms and conditions if you read it thoroughly. But I do understand that you did not. So what I can do for you is credit you a 35% refund, and you can keep the watch because you know this watch does help with treat. With sleep patterns.
No, I don't. No, listen to me now. I know you're doing your job. This isn't your fault, but I can't do that. I'm going to have to talk to Master Charge about it because you don't want me to make trouble with your company. Please, just take that charge off. If you want me to send back the ear pods, I will. I'm not going to pay this. I did not see that. I didn't see that as a condition. I never signed anything to say I approved of anything like that. That was a hidden thing, and I'm not going to pay it.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. I can even issue a 50% refund on those ear pods, and you could keep the ear pods.
I don't even remember getting the ear pods, to tell you the truth. I maybe did, but I don't even remember receiving them. I don't know where they are if I receive them. Maybe I can find them and send them back. I'm not going to pay for this. What did you say your name is?
My name is Jamerica. Well,
Jamerica.
Yes,
well,
ma'am, I can get this counsel for you, and I can refund you back the $74.95 minus a $9.95 restocking fee.
Oh, God. So you'll take this $74, you just want $9. I realize this is how you have to do your job. Honestly, I understand.
Yes, ma'am, and it will leave you with $65, so I'll be refunding $65.
You'll refund $65 and charge me the nine something. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
I sure don't want to. Well, all right, do that then. It's better than this.
And what you'll do is ship back those AirPods in the original box, and I can issue out an RMA number.
Well, now wait. I don't even know if I can find. I don't know if they ever came. I don't even remember receiving them, tell you the truth. No, you know what? I think I just need you to take this charge off, honey. I'm not going to pay this, and I'm not going to pay the nine anything.
Yes, ma'am. In order for a refund, you have to send them back to us minus a $9.95 restocking fee.
I don't think I have them. I don't think they ever came.
Yes, ma'am. They were delivered on the 8th of October.
Oh, God. Well, now I'm going to walk downstairs and look at the only place they could be if they came. And you just stay with me, all right, honey? Let me see if I can find them. If I can find them, I'll be happy to send them back. But I don't want them. And I'll tell you what. Here's the deal. If I find them and send them back, I don't want any charges at all. I will not pay them because I'll tell that to Matt. I don't want you to have trouble. You're a nice girl, but I don't want to pay for something I didn't want in the first place and shouldn't have fallen like so dumb into. All right, let me see. If they're here, this is the only place they would be. I do not see them. No, I don't have anything like that. I put anything that comes in this one drawer, and there's nothing like that. Well, no, I have nothing here to send back to you. So I don't know what you can do about it, but I'm not paying this charge because this was a hidden thing, and it's not fair. So I'm going to take this up with MasterCard right now, and they're going to give you a hard time unless you can just cancel this. And
give me 1 second. Let me speak to my supervisor.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. After speaking with my supervisor, she did say that I can only refund you 50% of that money back, and once you have sent back those ear pods, I can issue the other 50% minus a $9.95 restocking fee.
All right, so you're going to refund 50%. All right, but I'll tell you something, honey. I'm going to talk to MasterCard about this, and I'm going to tell them what your deal was. And you know the word scam? This is like a scam. And I know it's not your fault, but this isn't right. And just let your supervisor know. I'll take that 50%. You send me a confirmation, but I'm still going to speak to the credit card company about you people. This is not right. This isn't right. This isn't the way to treat people. It's not right. I wouldn't like it. I'm sure you wouldn't like it to happen to your grandma. I'm an old lady, and I've got fooled by you people, and that's not right. So anyway, it's up to you, but I'm telling you, I don't like it. Okay?
Thank you, ma'am, for holding. And I do understand. I did hear all that you did say. So what I'm going to do is just go ahead and refund you the whole $74.95. And since you're saying that you don't have the product, you don't have to worry about sending it back.
Oh, that's real nice of you. Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Then I won't. All right, I won't make any complaints then. Then we're fair. Then that's fair, and I want to be fair.
Yes, ma'am. But if you do come across the product, you can send it back. But if you know, it's no worries.
Believe me, honey, honest to God, if I find them, I don't think they're here, but if I find them, I will definitely send them back to you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I did get this account canceled, and I did refund you back the $74.95, and it should appear back in your bank account between 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
And I do have
a
confirmation number.
Okay, I'll take that.
Give me 1 second while I get it pulled up.
Okay.
Thank you. That cancellation number is 683 CSN Council 4. 8 BSN Boy 1 7 DSN Dog.
What was the last? I'm sorry. E as in elk?
No, DSN Dog.
Okay, D. Okay. Is that it? 683 C48 B 17 D. Got it? Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay. You're a nice young lady, and I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling
customer
support.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.